Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The 100 Days by Patrick O'Brien, narrated by Patrick Tull. This work, copyrighted 1998 by Patrick O'Brien, is recorded by arrangement with George Borchardt Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. In this, the 19th novel in the series, Napoleon has escaped from Elba, and the fate of Europe hinges on a desperate mission. Stephen Maturin must ferret out the French dictator's secret link to the powers of Islam, and Jack Aubrey must destroy it. And now, The 100 Days.
Chapter 1. The sudden rearmament that followed Napoleon's escape from Elba had done little to thin the ranks of unemployed sea officers by the early spring of 1815. A man-of-war, stripped, dismantled and laid up, cannot be manned, equipped and made ready for sea in a matter of weeks. And the best vantage points in Gibraltar were now crowded with gentlemen on half-pay who, with others, had gathered to watch the long-expected arrival of Commodore Aubrey's squadron from Madeira, a squadron that would do something to refurnish the great bare stretch of water inside the mole. An extraordinary nakedness, emphasised by the presence of a few hulks, the Royal Sovereign wearing the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, and a couple of lonely 74s. No stream of liberty boats plying to and fro, almost no appearance of true wartime life. It was a wonder.